Da-da-da. Okay, you're doing this thing now that bothers me.
What?
You're not doing da-da-da. You're just going, ah! Ah! Like, you're so
never enough for you.
Ah! I'm sure people are changing the station while we're just yelling, ah! It's Tuesday morning, The Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
44 degrees right now.
It's nice.
We are going to peak at 60 at noon.
Sweet.
And then, much like Tommy's mom, going down from there. look at it, like 45 around 6 o'clock tonight. And tomorrow will be the last cold day of the week. 36 is the high.
Yeah.
Then it climbs up again. And one more time, we'll be doing it all week. You're far too early, St. Patrick's Day parade forecast.
It's looking good. Friday and Saturday look awesome.
High of 61 on Saturday, a little bit windy on Saturday. We could be diddling 70, depending on where you are on Friday.
So it's grilling time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Get that Blackstone up.
Oh, it's rolling.
Make it happen. All right, you know, you bring up an interesting point because beautiful night last night, right? We hit 60 in some places last night. Going to be nice again into the 50s, you know. Okay. You want to get outside.
Yes.
In your neighborhood.
You're itching.
Yeah. But what is there to do outside right now? Yeah.
Too early to pull out, like, your outdoor furniture, right?
I don't know. Why don't we ask Captain Furniture over
I mean,
here?
I'm going to say yes based on the how much it costs. You don't want it to get ruined.
We put out our old set.
Wait, you still have your old set?
Yeah, he keeps a backup
well,
set
I'm
of furniture.
Well, I'm just surprised.
It's like junkier stuff.
Okay. It's the Frank Reich of lawn furniture.
Because so backups are out? It's backup season?
Yeah, so I put out the backup two chairs and a table. You know, so I could have a drink outside last night. It was nice. Dog played in the yard. I got all the crap picked up. It was a pleasant night. It's so refreshing.
That is the most neurotic thing I've ever heard in my life.
It just seems like a lot of work just to have, like, take out backup furniture, put backup furniture away, take out regular furniture.
No, you know but the backup furniture stays out for about a month, and then the regular stuff comes out. It's just nice to sit.
You can just buy a folding chair.
What is I'd rather borrow one from you.
A folding chair.
What's wrong with a folding chair?
I know, especially this time of year.
Chintz.
Pop it out.
Nobody's.
If you fold, you chintz.
Shut up.
I'm not at a Little League game.
There are plenty of people who use folding chairs as their standard backyard furniture.
Okay.
Well, I got folding chairs around my
No,
fire
you
pit.
Don't. You bought
around
all that high-end Miami crap.
I bought one couch.
You had that crescent moon
super
thing.
Super sale, which, by the way, is now ripped. I'm not happy about it.
How'd it get ripped?
I don't know. It just happened.
Put it away.
No, you can't put it away. It's too big.
It's huge.
It's massive.
It's large.
And buying wicker,
it's like a day bed.
Buying wicker furniture as a large man was not a smart idea to begin with.
Yeah, it pinches.
Always check the weight capacity. Well,
every time I sit down, I can hear parts of it cracking, so I don't even sit in it anymore. But no, I got folding chairs around my fire pit. It looks classy as F.
Classy as F.
Man, on CMF. Okay, so you're going to sit outside.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Kimmy, someone like you.
Yeah.
I mean, you felt that itch to get outside and do something.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I was out in my backyard watching the dog roll around and thinking like, oh yeah, it's too early to commit to outside. Like, it was nice to get a little sun like on my face, but other than that, I wasn't like, you know, grabbing all the summer stuff yet.
Okay, because like last night I decided I had to do something outside.
Yeah,
so I went for a little run.
Mm. Okay,
so I'm gonna soak that in. But like everybody was out walking.
Yeah, everybody's just taking a stroll, walking a dog, riding a bike,
getting the outside
like,
walking.
Forget what your neighbors looked like for a while,
which I'm fine with, by the way. Because like here's the other thing.
What's that?
You know, I don't know about your neighborhoods, but everything's turning over so quick with like houses and people buying stuff. Like,
yeah,
I didn't recognize half the people that were walking around. But then again, I don't pay enough attention to my neighbors. Maybe they've always lived there, and I just
maybe the kids grew up and you didn't realize.
Yeah, over in the wintertime.
Well, some kids shoot up. They do.
Well, maybe to you. Wow. 6 inches. Wow. No, I feel like today also, like I don't want to waste the nice weather, but I have nothing outside to
do. You go out and do a little yard work.
Well, there's no yard.
That's an idea. Pick up all the crap. I picked up all the twigs and branches and crap. Got that all down to the curb. You got to have a ton of dog crap.
Oh, I do. I'm not touching it yet.
Well, you don't touch it?
Well, I mean, you know, it's like
I had at least 2 months of dumps out there. So I had like this gigantic Chase Picken bucket that I've been using for years. And it was like half full of just dung.
Yeah, and poop that you barehand to get into the.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it was because it's half frozen. You could just pop it out of the ground.
Again, nobody touches dog crap with their bare hands but you.
Farmers do.
No.
The Amish. The Amish don't even wear gloves.
Are you sure?
Amish do not wear gloves.
There's no gloves in Amish country?
No, because it's a sin to cover your hands in front of the Lord.
First of all, Amish people's hands are so tough.
They're calloused.
It's like
Yeah, they. But sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, they had the most. They had the most badass hens I've ever seen.
That was way better than my joke.
They do.
They have hens that are tougher. That is the end of that story.
No, like I feel like on the way home I should go buy like an outside activity to do with my kids tonight.
Mm. Oh,
I don't know.
Your garage has got to be full, that crap.
Yeah, but they're all bored with that stuff. That's the other thing nobody tells you about kids.
What?
It's like every summer you'll buy something.
You realize
like,
how much stuff they grew out of.
Well, they
well
not
your
even,
15-year-old doesn't want to play with that crap, does she?
14, and I don't know. Like, thanks a lot, Uncle Tommy. No, I don't know. Like, there are times where like it'll possess, like you know, the mood will like hit her, and like let's go play wiffle ball.
All right.
And then there's other times where I'm like, let's go play wiffle ball. Shut up, Dad.
Okay.
I'll go throw the baseball. I'm going, shut up, Dad. They keep inventing new lawn games for kids.
Oh, what do they got now?
I don't know. Like every time we go to like you know, Dick's or something, there's always something new out. That's like, oh, I want that, and I'm like, no, I've learned my lesson. I'm not going to spend another $50 for you to play it three times, and then it's going to die in the garage.
Do you have a hoop?
No. Remember, because I wanted to get one, and you told me that was trashy.
It is, but I figured you did it anyway.
No, my driveway is slightly slanted down, so yeah. I can't
like every
hoop.
Driveway.
No, but no, like my,
it is weird. Because like people play in those slanted driveways. I don't know how you do it.
I'm with you. Well, like I mean, I guess you walk around with one shoulder yes. higher than the other for the rest of your life. No, my driveway when I was a kid was straight up flat.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought all driveways are like just, I mean,
well, they
slightly
usually are pitched,
slanted. Yeah.
But his wasn't.
To like go away from the house.
Like that house was wrong on so many levels.
It wasn't pitched. It was just a flat
driveway. Is it flat straight in like you're living in Florida?
No, it was. It really was.
I don't think I've ever played on a flat driveway.
Even the street. So when I got older, you know, when we got too big, because we had a single car post-war home driveway, right? We moved the hoop like to the edge of the road.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it was still on our property, but we could
but it was,
play
like, right there.
Basketball on the street. And even the street was flat. It was great. Ball never rolled away. Had a big old half court. Had our weird neighbor that would come out and play with us, grown ass man, his kids.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like legitimately try.
Oh, my dad lived in your neighborhood.
You know, I would love to jump into like a basketball game with a bunch of teenage
kids.
You used
to do it all the time.
Is that inappropriate?
Yeah, of course it is.
It probably is now.
They don't want your old ass anyway.
Well, how do you know? Maybe they need
an extra. Can you imagine watching that on your ring cam? Was this adult man playing with my children?
All right, let's break this down. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. As we talk about beautiful weather last night, beautiful weather tonight. You know, we're going to hit 60 at noon, and we'll still be in the 50s by dinner time.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm walking down the street and there are three teenage kids playing basketball, we could play 2-on-2.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but they don't want you.
How do you know?
You would think of yourself at that age.
Yeah.
Would you want some middle-aged doofus showing up?
So there were two.
In his, like, his Jordans?
So there were two dads, one that lived across the street, one that lived next door. The one next door always wanted to play basketball with us. The one that lived across the street always wanted to play street hockey with
mm-hmm.
us. And they would play.
My dad was out on street hockey. Instead, he just pretended to hit the kids with his cars because he thought that was a fun game.
When you say pretended to hit...
Like, he would, like, swerve, like, make them jump out of the way. I can't even...
Gotcha.
That sounds terrible.
Fake run you over?
I don't know. I would...
For laughs.
Is the statute of limitations up on that one? I wouldn't have said that out loud.
He's like, oh, they love it.
No, no, you can't join them.
I think if I were to say, hey, you need one more, why would they not want me? You could play 2-on-2.
Because you're not cool, man. You're old. You're an old man.
Okay, yes, I know I'm an old man, but sometimes it's just about bodies. You go to the park, right? Like, yeah, that guy doesn't look like he can play, but we want him on fives.
I guess it's totally acceptable to go and play pickup basketball somewhere, so why would it be weird for the old guy to jump into a game in
your neighborhood? I guess it looks sad, like you don't have anything to occupy your time with.
That's literally the conversation we're having.
Yeah, but you don't want to expose
outside.
Yourself.
Well, yeah, I have no pride left. What pride do I have? I got a wife, I got kids.
You know what you should do?
What?
You should go back to smoking.
Yeah?
No, because you can just sit and have a smoke.
No, but that feels...
But he's got to hide that.
And it's wildly unhealthy.
Yeah, but you loved it.
Yeah, there's lots of things. I just don't love drinking until I couldn't stand it.
I will say, no matter what age you are, if you're smoking, you look cool.
Don't like, say
you
don't that. Look,
yeah, but I'm going to guess.
I'm not encouraging.
Most you literally neighborhood just... parents would rather you playing pickup basketball than smoking around their kids.
No, what if I played pickup basball while smoking?
Okay.
No, but if I walk down the street and I see a guy your age... playing with a bunch of kids, I think that's weird. But if I saw you just sitting in your yard, in your folding chair, just burning one, hanging out, I go, hey.
No, you wouldn't. You would so judge that guy.
No, I wouldn't.
Trash.
He's
trash.
But he's
smoking
cool.
In a folding chair.
He's cool trash.
Maybe he'll drag. Maybe he'll ash out of the chair and set it on fire.
If you smoke in a folding chair, you're top shelf trash.
Top shelf trash would be a great name for a dead cover band.
Or a country band.
Also that. We're top trash. Top, I can't do it. Screw it. Now, okay, so then only – so if I'm playing with my own kids, that's okay.
Oh, of course.
If I'm playing with someone else's kids, that's not okay.
Yeah.
What if my kid is playing with someone else's kids? Am I allowed in that group?
I'm guessing your kid doesn't want you.
Well, no, sometimes it's like, hey, it's Big Strong Dad coming. I think my kids are past that age.
Yeah. I think you need to leave the kids alone. Let them have their time.
No, well, I got to admit, man.
You had your time.
No, but I'm out of things to do. Like, I do miss the days where no matter how out of shape, fat, sad, suburban dad you were, your kids thought you were the strongest man on the planet.
Mm.
They wanted you, like, out.
My dad can dunk.
Yeah, on a 7-foot rim. Let's bring that rim down. You can't touch it, but watch me go. No, like, you know, my kids wanted me to go out and play with their friends. They wanted me to, like, hit a wiffle ball as far as I could.
Sure.
And, wow, it's so cool. And, oh, wow, Mr. Duffy, you're, like, the coolest. Yeah. And now nothing. Nothing, no.
But that makes sense. That's the way life works.
I know it is, but they don't tell you that. They don't warn you.
Oh, true.
You think that it's going to be that way forever, that you're going to be their little heroes, and now my 14-year-old won't even talk to me.
Yeah. She's got taste.
Shut up.
She's got her own friends.
You know what's funny, Kimmy? I think the best part about being a teenager is like that little freedom that you get for the first time.
Yeah. Yeah, so, the independence.
So there's a market around the corner from our house. It's called the Nepali Market.
Okay. Like a little mom and pop joint?
Yeah, it's a Nepalese place. I got a ton of people, Nepalese people that live in our area.
Oh.
So they sell like candy and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's like a 5-minute walk from where we live. So my kids' favorite thing to do now is with their friends go walk to the Nepali Market.
Okay.
Which is not something I ever thought I'd say out loud about my children.
And they get to meet people from Nepal.
I'm assuming they're Nepalese. I've actually never been to the Nepali Market.
A kid's just looking for anything within walking distance, whether it's the local gas station, whether it's little pizza place. Yep. Like, that is always like the first spot where it's like, well, I'm going to go meet my friends there.
That would be cool.
Doesn't even matter what it is.
But no, she's absolutely right. It could be the weirdest business. Like, if it's a laundromat with like
7-Eleven.
Yeah, vending machine. Yeah. No, like, 7-Eleven has stuff you can buy that you want. Yeah. There was a laundromat with vending machines that we would go and get like a candy bar at.
Yeah, it's fun.
But we just wanted to get away and feel like we were, I'm spending money like an adult person. Chuck me out. Like, the worst thing when I was a kid, because Kimmy, did you ever live near any like plazas or shopping centers?
No, but like my friends who lived in the village of Hilton did. We had like, there was like this, I remember
city
this
folk.
Video Hippie rental town. Shop that we used to like go to just to browse. What the hell were we doing there? Nothing. But it was just a spot we could go where our parents were like, yeah, fine, go.
So the worst thing that could have happened to me when I was a kid, I grew up, you know, in Gates, off of Chilai Avenue near Westgate Plaza. So we could walk when I turned like, 11, 12, 13. There was a plaza that had in it. You ready for this?
What?
You ready for this? Chinese food.
Oh.
Pickle Nick subs.
Damn.
Abbott's.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And there was another, God, what was it? It was like a diner.
Yeah.
All right.
That's a lot of chow.
Yeah. But every day we would just go walk and try. It was like, eating around the world on a daily basis, which is why I ended up being 1,000 pounds. And then in the gas station across the street, there was a Godfather pizza and an Auntie Anne's pretzels.
Yeah, you were.
Oh,
you could have lived there the rest of your life.
I really, I want to go back now. And then the other
short life,
walkable Russell's ice cream on the other side.
Yeah, so you got everything.
Two ice cream options: pretzels, pizza, subs, Chinese, diner.
That's when America was good.
When we were kings, man. And they also had one of the drive-through coffee breakfast places.
Oh, yeah, those were all over town for a little while.
Yeah, so they would let us go through on our bikes so you can get, like, muffins and donuts and stuff. It was bad. It was really...
I would run up my bike and get a drive-thru donut.
We would go on our bikes. It was, like, the coolest thing ever. We felt like grown-ass people, man.
Nah, I guess it is, like, going to the club for, like, a little kid.
It really is. It is. But, like, now I'm looking back, I see, like, the stuff my kids bring home. Like, ramen's a big thing right now.
And the noodles?
Yeah. Like, they make all these crazy ramen flavors for kids, and they're so bad. They are so bad.
Really bad for you?
Yeah, I don't know what's... I'm not, like, really weirdo ingredient guy. But there's just something about a styrofoam container full of noodles that are hard.
Oh. And then you just heat it up in the microwave?
Put water in it,
Well, styrofoam's all right?
But, like, they'll come home with these, like, giant containers of ramen they get at this Nepalese market.
Oh. Oh, they get it from the...
Yeah. Oh. And I'm like, I don't want to be that guy, but... probably take that away from you at some point.
Have you been to the Nepalese?
No, I have yet to go to the Nepalese market. My wife went with them one time. I don't know what's
inside. I mean, they probably got some cool Nepal stuff.
I'm not familiar with Nepal in any way.
Bob Seger, man. Everybody knows Bob Seger.
But, like, what's their go-to cuisine?
Oh, probably some goat and stuff.
So I do. The only thing I know about Nepalese folk, and I think I'm getting this right, is that they don't cook inside their homes, that they cook outside their homes. So, like, when I go for a run in, like, these neighborhoods that have a ton of Netflix.
Oh, they got, like, the little hibachis going on?
They're out in their garage. It's the most torturous thing, because I'll be running, and it's the most delicious barbecue.
There's got to be a lot of grilled meat.
It's so good.
Yeah, it says the cuisine features rice, lentils, vegetables, spices, and meat.
Sounds good to me.
I'm telling you, man. Like, and it's every house all the way down the neighborhood.
Is Nepal, people from Nepal, are they...
It's the Himalayas, right?
Yeah, like they are like known to live really long or something. Like they have an extremely long
there's
lifespan.
No rock slides, yes.
No, like they their average lifespan is like way higher than most.
I'm going
to
live longer than you.
No accent on that one.
I had a rock full of my head. I think I'm dead.
Not going to do better than that. We got
to I know Nepal.
We got
it. It's Bob Seger.
Oh, buddy.
What happened?
I mean, this is a borderline holiday in Rochester, New York.
What's going on?
A product that is so unique and so remarkable and so limited.
Exciting.
The second we get wind that it's showing back up.
Yeah.
Folks freak out. And that's just it. All we got yesterday was wind, because it seems that some issues on a social media platform may have tipped hands.
Oh, really?
Before. Yeah, I don't know.
Something got exposed?
Unless somebody knows something we don't. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. The Genesee Brewery may have announced that Ruby Red Kolsch is back.
Oh, the grapefruit beer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You got it. So Twitter was having major issues throughout the day yesterday. Apparently, reports of an attack from some foreign country. Mm. Some people are saying Ukraine. That's what Elon Musk said. A Russian group took credit for it.
Okay.
But that's beside the point. It seems that it's caused some problems, because around 2 o'clock, Genesee, the brewery, tweeted out the following, and I quote, Ruby Red Kolsch, first ship, 3:10, add video when ready, ask DMID for ETA.
So that was like an in-house thing that got exposed?
Kind of seems like they were trying to tweet something.
Like code.
Yeah, or like they tweeted the wrong thing, or it just kind of happened. Ooh. I don't know. But does that mean Ruby Red Kolsch is back today, yesterday?
That makes sense. I mean, it's about that time.
Does anybody know?
I mean, why not put it out right before St. Patty's Day?
Oh, yeah. Okay, hold on.
Well, you would know. I mean, doesn't your old man go crazy for this stuff?
Yeah, we're fans. My household is fans of the Ruby Red Kolsch. Yeah.
I don't know a household that isn't a fan of the Ruby Red Kolsch right now.
I wouldn't touch that.
Okay, have you tried it?
It's that IPA. It's like chuck.
No.
I don't like all these goddamn weird beers.
Not. All right.
I think you'd like this one if you tried it, but I'm not going to hold my breath.
You don't drink Bud.
Well, I would if I was drinking American. I drink me a Bud.
But you really don't drink beer, period.
And only foreign beer made on foreign soil.
I drink Guinness, yeah.
Don't you drink another foreign beer sometimes, too?
That Estella I like.
There you go.
Yeah.
So you drink it from Holland and Ireland. I want if I drank American beer, though, it'd be Bud.
Yes.
I thought this stuff would be gross, too. I'm with you. It does not sound...
Well, grapefruit is not like a desirable fruit.
I don't like grapefruit in any way.
And then you put it in beer, it doesn't make sense.
But you eat grapefruit!
I do.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know.
Look, I admit...
You like it, right?
I love it. And I hate grapefruit. Like,
very
as
refreshing.
A fruit. I hate it. But yeah, Kimmy, there's something how they do it.
It's light, and you're getting it right as spring starts, so I think it's just... It's the whole... feeling of it and what time of year you're looking
for. It's around the corner.
To.
Yeah, fun.
I was in my living room by myself, and when I saw this weird ass tweet, I literally out loud said, "Ooh!" I said, "Ooh!" by myself. That's how excited I got. Because, I mean, 252 WCMF, Ruby Red Kolsch is Rochester's favorite beer now, right?
It seems to be.
Kimmy, fair statement?
Yeah, I mean, seasonally, absolutely.
Because, like, with all due respect to the smaller breweries in town, it's super unique, as we've discussed.
Mm.
It's easy to get your hands on while they're making it.
It's so hyped up when it comes out again. Like, you forget about it until this time of year, and then you're all about it.
I think the packaging also has something to do with it. It's a bright yellow box with Captain Kolsch on the front of it, so it stands out.
It looks
out
like a lunchbox.
Yeah.
It looks like something you would take to school if you were an alcoholic kid. Does this stuff, is it regional, or do they sell it all over the country?
That I don't know.
I mean...
Like, if I was in Florida, would I
find it's hard
it?
To find Jenny in Florida, period, isn't it? I could be wrong. Like, it may be harder to come by.
I didn't know if they were, like, coast to coast.
Well, a lot of New Yorkers. I would assume where there's New Yorkers, if it's going to go anywhere, it's going to go there.
We are all over the place.
But, like, here's the thing. Like, the Jenny name is back to being synonymous with quality. So, really, anything they put out, beer lovers are going to at least try.
Much.
And the fact that, Tommy, so many people got excited about this cryptic mistake tweet lets you know how much this beer means to the community. Like, the second it hits stores... people run out and they go get it. And they knocked it out of the park with this one, man.
Oh, yeah.
They re- shut up.
Oh, yeah.
Try one. Why won't you just try one?
It doesn't appeal to me.
Oh, my God.
But that, why? You, there's things you just don't like.
Just, but you don't know you don't like it.
I don't like that kind of tart beer.
So you've, I'm sorry, did you say you haven't tried it? You've never
No, he hates it, but he's never tried it.
All right.
Yeah.
I think I brought it, I think we had a case for a party and I gave it to you.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Okay, you did bring up something that I would like to argue, because we're going to talk about St. Patrick's Day in a second.
Yeah.
I don't think Ruby Red Kolsch for St. Patrick's Day is a good idea.
Why?
Why?
Because Ruby Red Kolsch is one of those beers where you have like one or two. I don't think you should drink all of the Ruby Red Kolsch.
You don't think it's light enough to stick with the whole day?
It is light enough.
Just that you think like the
flavored beer gets to you?
Yeah. I don't know if drinking grapefruit beer all day is a good idea. Especially
I made the mistake once of drinking the... Remember when like all the beers were coming out, their lime versions?
Yeah,
you're right.
I will say this. Does the grapefruit beer give you the squirts? Because
I
like grapefruit
can, I
goes through you.
I have not had that personal experience.
But
then again.
I eat grapefruit, as you know.
Yes.
And, bro, your ass will rock it. So I'm wondering if I drink that, am I going to get, like, the double beer grapefruit super squirts?
I'm guessing you could get that from drinking beer all day anyways.
Right, but I'm saying add that grapefruit on top of it.
I've never had that experience.
Compound it.
I've never had that. I don't know how much actual grapefruit is in the beer. I don't know.
I don't either.
Okay, that's, again, you know nothing about it, but you hate it.
Is it, do they actually put like actual grapefruit juice in, or is it just like some like, you know, like flavoring they did in a, you know, in a lab? you know what I mean? Like, is that actual grapefruit?
I don't know the answer to that question.
You know, there's this factory in there's a place in like New Jersey that they make these flavors as like chemical compounds that they put in food.
Okay,
they make you think it's in it.
Why did we go down this road?
I don't know.
The stuff you're eating is not even the stuff you're eating.
No, I'm not saying
red
it's good or bad.
Red dye number 40, ban it, get it out of here.
I'm not saying it's bad for it. They probably make it. I think it's the old building where they used to make all the chrome bumpers.
252 WCMF. I don't know. Gimme, will you Google if there's grapefruit
real
juice?
Because they would say like 10% real fruit juice.
I don't think there's fruit juice in the beer. I don't know how that would go together.
Or
2-5. Maybe they dry out the grapefruit and they just use like the stuff.
I
don't know. I'm again, you make me sound like an idiot because now I got to answer your stupid question that
I don't know anything about your fancy beer.
I don't know anything about it either. I just know it tastes good.
Yes, it.
New Jersey?
It's a grapefruit infused variation of the Kolsch beer. It contains grapefruit juice.
Oh, okay.
There you go. All right, so there.
Pure juice.
We got to the bottom of it. 252 WCMF. Again, we're talking about this weird tweet that showed up around 2 o'clock yesterday from the Genesee Brewery. Twitter was having problems, but the tweet reads, and I quote, Ruby Red Kolsch, first ship, 310, add video when ready, as DMID for ETA. And it sounds like they wanted to tweet something else out announcing that Ruby Red Kolsch will be coming back this week, but we can't be sure, so we don't know when it's coming back, but it says 310, which is yesterday.
Okay.
So has anyone seen it at grocery stores
yet?
Well,
it'd be at Wegmans, for sure.
Yeah. Because
they always had that big, like, pyramid of it.
Yeah.
You can get it everywhere, too. Like, they sell it at gas stations now.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Why do they only brew it, Kimmy, at certain times of the year?
Well, because they have, like, their other seasonal ones, right? Like, they have the cranberry orange one, I think, in the fall. So they do it, you know, you get your fix, and then you're on to the next thing.
Okay, but, like, walk through.
Because I will say, like, and maybe it's just the way I you know, they came out and marketed it. But I only think of the Ruby Red Kolsch in, like, warmer months.
Sure.
Like, I don't even think that I want it in the middle of winter.
I get that it's a refreshing summer beer.
Yeah.
However, counterpoint, this beer has such a following, right. Ruby Red Kolsch does, that when people know it's coming to the end in, like, September, they will go out and buy all the cases they can find to have enough to ride them through the wintertime so they don't go without it. And if you have that many people that are willing to spend the money on it, why would you not offer it year round?
Because then the uniqueness would wear out.
Yeah,
you got to make you got to create a little bit of a buzz. They learned from Disney when they used to pull all those movies
shut
for
up.
10 years
shut
and then
up.
They re-release shut them in up. 10 years and they make these suckers buy them all over
shut
again.
Shut up. No,
it's
well,
brilliant.
Maybe it's harder to brew all those flavors at the same time. So, you know, they wouldn't do the fall one if they had the Ruby Red.
Okay. And the grapefruit has to be in season.
No,
right?
Okay, so those are two legitimate issues. Yeah. One, you want to try.
The Disney effect?
No, not the Disney effect. You're an idiot.
The New Jersey factory.
They're making you think you want it again, Pat.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Genesee Brewery is playing mind games with us on a product buy all year long, you
it
idiot.
It works.
How do you know they wouldn't?
If it was all year round, you wouldn't care.
I would.
I wonder, can you get it at the brewery all year round? Like if you wanted to go have like just a glass of beer. I wonder if they have it there on
tap. I don't know. No, like, yes, okay, what Kimmy brought up is they want to brew other beers. That would make sense. You need the space. What you said, that the ingredients are harder to come by in the wintertime, that would make sense.
And the price goes up, yeah.
The idea that the Genesee Brewery, there's some guy sitting behind a desk like, we'll take it away from them so they want it more.
Of course they do, man.
Shut up.
They're businessmen. They want to create, like, a little buzz and a little, like, sense of urgency. You got to get it now, okay, or I got to stock up on
it. So why don't they do that with all their beers?
You can't do it with everything, then it kind of loses its pop.
Oh, okay. Oh, there's a special balance that only you figured out? Yeah?
There's a reason why they jerk you around with the Lion King every year.
Shut up about Disney. They haven't done that in decades.
Do you know there's a factory that Disney has in Jersey right next to the Chrome plant?
No kidding.
Yeah, they're grinding these things out, but then they hold them.
What makes Ruby Red Kolsch so unique and I think popular is not only the flavor, yeah, it's not only the limited edition, it's super popular yet super cheap at the same time.
Oh, is that it? How much is it?
You can get a 12 or a Kolsch for $12.
Oh. Wait, it's a buck a can?
Yeah, yeah.
Come on.
I mean, Kimmy, you...
That stuff's a buck a can?
Yes, it's cheap. I mean, Kimmy, you know your husband through, because he loves his limited edition beers.
Yeah.
Some of those limited edition beers could cost you an arm and a leg.
Oh, you're talking like when, just in general?
Yes. Like when you go out, like, you know, some of those like limited runs that they do, they will cost you a fortune if you want to try it.
Yeah.
Whereas like this Kolsch, I know it's not limited like some of the other stuff that he loves, but... Yeah, it's delicious. Everybody loves it. They could charge double that price. They don't. It's a buck a beer.
That's insane. I thought it was expensive.
No. It makes you feel VIP on a budget, man.
All right. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right.
So there's no excuse for you not to try one of them. I will bring in a can.
I don't want to do
that. Just try one.
No, it'll be warm.
No, it's the, you know what, where it's the best? Red Wings games.
Good call.
Get a beer bat full of Kolsch.
Oh, that's dangerous too. Now my beer bat's red.
Does it go with any food? I can't imagine like a grapefruit beer would pair well with any food.
What are you?
Like, I mean, it, like a hot dog?
Yeah.
Is that the sommelier showing up all of a sudden? What does it matter? Eat a hot dog and drink a Kolsch.
But that grapefruit, I don't know if it mixes well with food.
Again, if you would just try the beer. I will bring in a cold beer. I will put it in the fridge.
I get my own damn beer.
No, you can't. Because you won't.
Go ahead, bring it in. Yeah, I'll try it.
No, I don't want to anymore.
No, bring it in.
I'm not going to waste my
dollar. I don't want it anyway.
I'm not going to waste my dollar on you taking one step.
Dollar.
Even if you like it, you're going to say you hate it. Just
no,
be
I'll be open-minded.
All right, let's take a break.
All right.
The most partying weekend of the year is here.
Time to get down on it. Get your green on.
St. Patrick's Day is on Monday. The parade is on Saturday. And that means kicking off like Thursday night all the way till Monday. There are going to be festivities all over the greater Rochester area. And at the center of it, the traditional food of the party. Something you'll be able to get a bunch of different places.
Yeah.
If you are not dead set on doing it yourself.
Mm.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So bars and restaurants gearing up for the St. Patrick's Day holiday this weekend. Mm. Again, the forecast for the parade looks phenomenal.
Yeah, sweet.
Yep, like into the 60s and sunny. You're going to have the standard 8 a.m. opening for bars along the parade route, which is insane.
Oh, yeah.
There are these suburban bars that throw parties all weekend, your Flaherty's, your Shamrock Jacks, you know, all those places. And amongst all of it,
what do they got?
The best damn food God ever graced this green earth with. Corned beef and cabbage.
Yeah.
Corned beef and cabbage? Not a food you can order at a restaurant on a regular basis?
No, no, no. I usually go to that old Irish place.
What's that called?
McTasteless. There's some taste in
it. Did that place book your comedy act on a regular basis? You very rarely find a place you can walk in and order corned beef 7 days.
For a reason. Nobody wants it,
that
man.
Being said, everybody loves corned beef. You're the only two people I know that don't love corned beef.
It's not my thing. I just didn't grow up on it. It's not something that was in rotation.
Nobody eats corned beef on a regular basis.
I would eat corned beef on a regular basis.
My husband does. Anytime we go out to like breakfast, especially, he'll always order it at breakfast.
Oh, God.
No, she's right. You get the corned beef hash. Yeah. And it's as close as you're going to get on a normal thing.
People don't eat cabbage on a regular basis.
What's coleslaw?
Who
eats coleslaw on a regular basis?
Summer
you
long?
Eat it like with something.
I eat tubs of coleslaw in the summertime. No.
By the way, boiled potato.
Yeah.
And a boiled carrot.
Yeah. What is the problem?
It's got no pizzazz to it.
It's got no pizzazz.
It's got no spice.
Yes, there are spices in it,
it's
idiot.
It's Irish spiced.
One of the
salt.
Yes.
I'm all salt on that wee bit of carrot you're hitting there, laddie boy.
I knocked that out of
the park. I go to McTasteless, eat my corned beef and cabbage.
That last part, I don't know what country that was. That was not Ireland.
It's Ireland, son.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Where is the best place for your corned beef and cabbage? And my best place,
I mean,
are you going out to get it this
Who
weekend?
Who goes out for tasteless food?
Or are you doing it inside your house? 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Well, no, there's, again, there are going to be 50 restaurants in the greater Rochester area that are doing corned beef and cabbage dinners from Thursday night all the way into Monday.
All right.
Well, all right, nothing. God,
all right,
you make me
nothing.
So mad. Why can't I just love something?
I love it.
Hey, you like that beer? Sucks. Your favorite food of all time? Sucks. Everything you love sucks.
It doesn't taste good. It's just been pounded in your head.
It's not true.
I know you Irish, you want to hold on to these crappy traditions that you have that are all just so busted and sad.
Shut up.
Like everybody else tries to forget the sad part of their background. Y'all embrace it.
I
remember when we was all starving and loved it. And we just sat around and sang songs about it and got drunk.
All right, I'm done talking to you.
Did you? Because I know
I beat my redheaded children.
I know your wife. You said that she makes like a really good corned beef and cabbage.
Yeah, she does. Oh, look who got quiet all of a sudden, you bitch!
It's Jamaican. She makes it with shrimp.
My question's not over. Did she make this before she met you?
Of course not.
She didn't know.
Of course not, man. She's from Jamaica, man. That food just pops.
No, the corn. They have that stuff.
Do your kids eat it?
Yes, my kids love it. My wife loves it.
Jamaican food is sexy. It is exotic and erotic, man. It pops.
What are you talking about?
Pops.
Curry goat? That's sexy?
Yeah. Curry anything. A goat's a sexy animal. Ask any southerner. Can't keep their hands off them.
Corned beef and cabbage is the perfect food to make at home. It's cheap, right?
Gassy.
Super easy to make.
Super gassy. But it's that time of the year you can open up the windows now.
And when you make it at home, you can make as much as you want, and where you can have leftovers for days, right? You can have sandwiches forever if you
who
want.
Who the hell
to.
Wants that in a sandwich?
Oh my God.
Wait, you got to put a carrot?
Wait, did you say who wants that in
are
a
you
sandwich?
Putting cabbage in a sandwich?
You how eat the cabbage on the side, you make the sandwich out of corned beef.
Wait,
you know, like
I'm
every
eat a
Jewish.
Sandwich.
Wait, you're
I'm going to eat cabbage for a side with a sandwich.
Yes!
That's so nasty.
No, it's
man.
Not.
I'll have an ass sandwich and some ass lettuce.
Your house has to just smell like farts for days.
Oh, you'll be blowing brown, Missy. You'll be squirting your panties.
Oh, my God.
Well, you will. No, that's a good squirt and a bad squirt.
That didn't help the situation.
No.
Back squirt?
Back squirt.
Squirting your back. He's killing himself with the worst impression of all time. The mic.
He just punched the microphone.
Mike's attacking him. Shut up. I hope you're dead. 252-WCMF. We're talking about corned beef and cabbage with the holiday coming up this weekend. And whether
he's sweating, and he never sweats. He's got a lot of layers on today.
Probably all the sodium he's talking about. Whether you do corned beef and cabbage at home or you go out to get it. And this is I should have known this is the worst discussion to have in this room because neither of you eat it.
No.
Do you make it for your husband?
No.
Why? You said he loves it.
He doesn't even make it for himself.
Okay. I think that when you marry someone of Irish descent, whether or not you have any Irish in you, it is your job.
I don't even know what it's supposed to taste like.
It's well, not.
That's when you know it's done. It doesn't taste like anything.
I've never had it.
How do you know you don't like it?
In my life growing up, I told you, I didn't really even know what it was until I was an adult because my mom never made it. I don't know if my dad's ever really had it. So it was like,
never ate it. We were Italian.
Yeah, I'm not talking to you.
It's a weird idea to me. And then, like, I remember when I first saw it, I'm like, why? Why is this a thing?
How do you know it's not delicious?
I'm good.
And it's like your only food.
I don't feel like I'm missing out.
No, there's other foods that the Irish
eat. I can't think of another Irish traditional food.
Shepherd's pie.
Yeah.
Is that what's that thing that's in like a stomach?
That's haggis and that's Scottish.
Oh, All right. What's shepherd's pie?
Shepherd's pie, it's like layer of potatoes, layer of vegetables, layer of meat.
Again,
gravy.
With the goddamn potatoes with you people.
Yeah, man. I don't know.
Grow anything else?
Open up a book for God's sake.
Did the snakes eat everything else in that goddamn country?
Your husband's never asked you to make it?
No.
Dude, that would be a nice surprise for him this weekend. If on Sunday you woke up and made corned beef.
Like I said, what if it's, I don't know how to make it.
It's not hard. It's not hard. It's very
easy. He gets tasteless every week.
You just boil it. Shut up. You just boil the meat, the cabbage and the potatoes, the instructions are on
the bag.
Just
dump it in a bucket and leave it outside for an hour.
Somewhere.
You could do that, but if you order it from somewhere.
Crockpot.
You put it in a big silver pot. You silver pot it. You don't crock pot it.
It doesn't make a difference,
It
man.
Does make a difference. Man, like when, if I leave the house and my wife starts the corned beef and I come back in and she's got the big silver pot going, like that is, if there's a smell I can smell while I'm dying, I want it to be that one.
Let's
like,
get to it.
That sends me off into the great beyond. I want it to be a house of corned beef and cabbage being prepared. Shut up.
That's a low goal in life.
I'd wear it as a cologne if they offered it.
I'm sure you used to.
Got that?
That you used to smell like meat and Dracar.
Which is, by the way, one of my wife's best Jamaican dishes. 252-WCMF, 252-9263.
Jerk Dracar.
Wait, no, wasn't Jerk Dracar that guy that booked you? Well, he was only Dracar until you met him.
By the way, this seems like a dangerous meal to eat before you go out drinking.
You do it afterwards.
All right.
You drink and you party, and then the meal is either after or the next
way,
day.
You need a home base for that meal.
So then eat it at home is what you're saying. Right. Shut up. Yep. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Sean. Sean, save the show.
Oh, shut it, boy.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
What's up, buddy?
So I got some bad news for Duffy, but my wife and I, we went to Ireland on our honeymoon.
Ireland.
Ooh, right? And we come to find out that corned beef and cabbage is actually not even an Irish dish.
It's actually an Irish-American
dish.
I hate these guys. Like, right? Like, who makes it Irish? But like,
I didn't know that.
No, yes, it's an Irish-American thing. But like, not as if every food that has come from every other culture isn't Americanized while it's here, right?
Well, wait a minute. Hold on. It was like.
So you're saying it was a traditional, but when it came over here, we changed it a little bit?
No, it's not a traditional Irish food.
No, it's not
even an
Irish dish. It's an American dish.
Yes, it's Irish-American. Yes. Right. You know, much like when you go to Italy, their Pizza Hut's all different.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's a strange thing. Sean, are you going to have corned beef and cabbages?
But it's absolutely a staple. Gotta have it.
So, do you go out for it or do you do it at home?
I at home.
He's just acting up now.
Yeah, he is. He's a child. He is a child.
So I'll make it ourselves. But I've had some good, really, really good ones out and about too, but not locally. I'm not originally from Rochester. I'm from Utica originally, and they have some amazing corned beef spots around the St. Patrick's time.
That's what they say about Utica. Come for the corned beef, stay for nothing else. Sean, great talking to you.
In Rochester.
All right, we'll see you at the parade on Saturday, Sean. Great talking to you.
Oh, we'll do. If I run into you, I'll say hey.
All right, sounds great. There goes Sean. Please don't.
Sounds like a date.
What are you doing? He is literally just making noises at this point, right?
By the way, okay, because I'm not asking this to offend you. I'm asking this because I don't know.
Okay.
How much does corned beef and cabbage really vary?
No, it doesn't.
Like,
how could it?
Can you have, a better one? Because you know how people get picky about stuff like garbage plates. Like, it's better here than it is there.
It's just how you prepare it, right? Like, the longer it stays in, it can be firm.
It falls apart.
It can be looser. Yes, exactly. Right. Like, there are some people that like to eat it with, this Irish mustard. It's not really my thing. I just like eating the meat. The way that you prepare the cabbage can be a little bit differently. The way my wife does it, she knocks it out of the park.
But I mean, if you're going to order it out somewhere, does it really vary that much?
Well, no, I don't think you'll just order corned beef and cabbage. Like, you can't order it, medium rare. It just comes out that way.
So, nowhere has, a special one.
There might be. Who knows?
Maybe
they got a special mustard.
Question. How do you make it unique to your
melted cheese?
Shut up. Don't put cheese on your corned beef.
Why not?
Because it's gross.
I feel like that would go together.
Cheese goes with everything, man. What are you, Chinese? You can't put cheese on it? I would say corned beef with melted cheese.
No.
That's like a Reuben.
Yes, that's
now
not corned beef.
Now you're getting somewhere.
Okay. I love how you go, I hate corned beef. You eat Reubens, you bitch.
I love a Reuben.
Okay, so it's the same guy.
No, but delis do it right.
Paul writes us on Instagram.
What's he saying?
Blowing brown and squirty McPanties is my least favorite Irish folk song. How's that song go? Blowing brown and squirty McPanties?
Will your wife be blowing her panties?
That's all you got?
He's done.
I can't breathe.
He's got nothing.
I forgot what
you sang.
When you're blowing brown in your panties. me Irish eyes be watering.
Shut up. You're done. It's over.
We got a silver pot on the stove,
you're
baby.
You're watching a man's career end in front of your ears. Don, he's got nothing left. Take a break.